people, welcome to Slick Talk Show. I'm your host, Hish, and today we talk about football. Okay, people, I gotta talk about Tottenham. I know some people are thinking, oh, Richard, you're gonna talk about Manchester United, but I'll come to them after the Tottenham case. But let me just talk first thing first right now about Mourinho and his tactics. I think some football pundit or football analysts, you know, whatever you call them these days, are scared to critique Mourinho tactic. There's something that goes on out there, people. I watched the game. Anybody out there, you watched the game against Tottenham and Arsenal, boy, that was an ugly game. Tottenham, Spurs, they don't want to play football. They don't want to play football. And why? It's because of Jose Mourinho. They don't want to play football. They won the game. This is winning at all costs. They don't care if the football is ugly. They don't care anymore. It's just about, and let's be honest, Arsenal is very unlucky. I mean, the first goal, I think it's down to goalkeeper. Bad position, you know, really good cross, a really good shot, obviously, from Son. That was the goal. Second goal, you know, one of the Arsenal players went out limping as an injury, and pretty much, you know, that was 4-3, something like that, and it scored a goal. But really, after that, I couldn't see anything. You know, I mean, Spurs, they don't want to play football. They don't want to play football. And the reason why they don't want to play football is because of the manager. And I always say that, you know, every time you see a team with a structure, and you see a structure, you see that type of identity, that has to come down to the coach. And clearly, we all know that that's the way Mourinho plays football. We've seen that from Mourinho before. Right now, he's willing to play bad football just to win games. And that's unbelievable. And the problem I have about that right now, the reason why I'm talking about that again, because remember, people, anybody listening to me right now, I talked about that. I say last time, this is criminal the way he's playing football right now, especially for a Tottenham fan. This is not how Tottenham play football. This is terrible also for the league to see a Spurs team play the football that, you know, Mourinho is making those guys play right now. Because I think Harry Kane and Son, no, those are the two top players. I think they can do much more than what they're doing right now. Definitely. I think there's a lot. I mean, not just them. He has some really good quality player. They can shine if they have the ball. If they make them play football, they can shine. This is unbelievable. And the problem I have right now is, I listen people like Gary Neville and Jamie Carragher on Sky Sports not willing to critique Jose Mourinho tactic. This is unbelievable to me. I've been saying that so many times, people, right? Let's just assume that that was not Jose Mourinho playing that type of football, right? Let's just assume that David Moyes, right, was the manager of Spurs and playing exactly the same type of football. What would people be saying right now? That David Moyes is playing bad football. That David Moyes is not using Harry Kane properly. That David Moyes need to be sacked because he's not the right guy to take Spurs to. That's it. Those would be the talk. That's just an example. The reason why you have Jose Mourinho and people attached that being tactive, you know, a tactician, a masterful, and all that, because he won. He won the Champions League with Porto. He won a couple of league titles with Chelsea. He went to Madrid, he won a couple of. He went to Inter Milan, won the Champions League, won the league. He has the cachet because he's done that before and won. So then anything that he does, people will see that as beautiful, as, oh man, this is tactic of Mourinho. But man, come on, man. This is ugly. This is not nice to watch. This is not nice to watch. And I'm very surprised because, and really, I'm thinking about a striker right here, especially Harry Kane and so on. See, now, let's just take about Harry Kane. Because as a striker, I understand right now, I think he's sitting third or fourth on the leading table of, you know, scoring goals right now. He's scoring goals. But at which price, man? You have to play defensively 90% and 10% you have to do your job. As a striker, your job is to be around that box and score goals. You can be a playmaker once or twice, but you can't be defending for 90 minutes. I mean, almost 85 minutes. Every time I see Harry Kane, and again, I don't know. Mourinho has a way to communicate. He's basically, I think he's probably one of the best communicators out there. I mean, it didn't work out in Manchester United. That's why he got sacked. But definitely that work in Chelsea, that work at Porto, that work at Madrid, some extent, that also work at Inter Milan. But what all I'm saying, people, is this is not sustainable. You cannot play like that for the next 2-3 seasons. This is why Mourinho cannot stick with one team. This is simple to me. He did that at Chelsea to a point where once he didn't have the same quality of player that he had, that was it. He was done. He went to Madrid. He did exactly the same thing. Then after that, he was done. He went to Inter Milan. He did exactly the same thing. 1 or 2 seasons. And after that, he was done. He came to Manchester United. He did that for 1 season. He won. The next season, the player didn't want to play with him. They didn't want to hear that anymore. At some point, you have to play football. And I'm just saying, just look at his track record. He won and then left. You know why? Because this is not sustainable. You cannot do that for 1, 2, 3, 4. You just can't do that. You cannot do that. You cannot make the player walk like horse, man. I mean, this is the reason why we have striker, we have defense, we have a midfield, we have a CDM, we have all those positions. Everybody have to do the job. You have the job to do. If I see my striker spending 90 or 85 minutes of the game, right, you know, next to the defender, next to the CDM, all the way through, he's not doing the job that he's supposed to. And I'm saying that again, Harry Kane should go to the office and complain about that. But it's not. The reason why he cannot complain about that, because he's sitting top of the table right now. This is difficult. And right now, and you know, we all know when we talk about sport, every time you win, winning cures everything. Winning cures everything. You cannot complain when you win. When you start losing games, then people start asking you questions. Because I don't think they're going to win the title with this type of football. I'll be shocked if they win the title with that type of football. I think they're maybe going to win maybe one cup title, but I don't think they win the title. I don't think they win the Premier League playing that type of football. At some point, he will have to play football. He'll have to get those guys play football. You cannot use those guys like that. And why I'm pissed off about it is because you see people like Jamie Carragher, people like Gary Neville, not trying to critique Jose Mourinho. You know why? Because he worked for Sky Sports at some point, right? They're friends now, right? So anything that they say, for me, anytime I listen to Gary Neville or anytime I listen to Jamie Carragher, this is not, they are not objective for me. They're just talking as friends, talking about another friend. You want to protect him. That's exactly what's happening here. For Gary Neville to come out and start talking about how tactician Mourinho is, there's nothing about tactic that Mourinho is doing there. This is no tactic. For all the money that they're paying to those guys, coaches and managers, millions of pounds, to coach those guys and to come up with a formation like that, and I'm telling you right now, if I was running the Spurs, I would cut your salary in two. I would tell you, look, whatever you're doing here, I can get somebody on the street to play exactly the same formation for this team. For that reason, I will cut your salary in two. That's exactly what I would do. This is not football. And you need to be called out this way. I don't understand that. And I tell you again, and people, I'm saying that again. If that was a British manager, any British manager leading that team and playing that type of formation, his name will be out there to get sacked because he's not playing the right way of football. I guarantee you that's exactly what people will be saying. But because it's Jose Mourinho, he's a tactician. He's a masterful tactician. No, he's not. And I remember that time when Mourinho was working at Sky Sports just after getting sacked, obviously, from Manchester. What did he say? He was like, oh, I changed. I've changed, you know, those young players now, different way to manage, and I feel like now when I go back, I'm going to bring something else. No, 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 no. And I didn't believe that. You know why? Because I'm 40 years old now. I'm 40 years old now, people. I'm much more younger than Mourinho. But let me tell you something. I've got a routine. I don't want to change my routine. You know, anything I've been doing for the past 10 years since I turned 30, I'm doing exactly the same thing. Why should I change now? It doesn't hurt anybody. It doesn't hurt me. I'm happy doing whatever I'm doing every day. Why should I change? For who? I'm too old for that now. I'm not 24 anymore. So for Mourinho, when he said that, I was like, you're talking nonsense. I'm not surprised. Now, him playing exactly the same type of football. But all I'm saying is, this is wrong. We should not embrace that. We should call him out completely, because we would have done the same thing if a British manager had that Spurs team. So why is not being called out? Because they're all friends now. There's too many friendship now on that media box. You know, the Gary Neville, Jamie Carragher, they just talk nonsense all the time. They're not objective. They know all those guys, they go to the restaurant together, they call to each other, they talk to each other and stuff. This is what they do. That's why when they come out and talk on TV, you're like, what the hell are you talking? Especially some people like Gary Neville and Jimmy Carragher. I mean, Liverpool and Manchester United, we play excellent football. We play good football, attacking football. And to come out to say stuff like, oh, Mourinho is a tactician? Come on, people. Don't try to blind us here. We know exactly what we're seeing. This is terrible. This is not nice to see. You know, I pay my subscription to watch good football. Especially, you see, Arsenal plays so well. I mean, Arsenal, they had something about 73% possession. I understand that having possession doesn't mean you win the games. But all I'm saying is, I want to see people playing football. That's all I'm saying. If you see Harry Kane sitting right next to the CDM or next to center mid defender, you're like, what the hell? Everybody can play that type of football. Let's think about that. If everybody was playing that type of football, how bad that look, man, for the whole league. And thanks God we have people, somebody like Klopp in Liverpool. We have people like, you know, Guardiola at Man City. Oh, man. I mean, this is football. If I'm a striker, I tell you right now, if I'm a striker, even for my market value, I'm looking at my money that I want to make maybe for the next 4 or 5 years. If I feel like there's a contract coming up, I want to play for Man City, because I know Pep Guardiola will put me in a situation where next time I have a contract, I will look good. I will get touches. I will score a goal. I'd rather go and play for Pep Guardiola than play for Mourinho. Mourinho will make me walk like a horse, man. I might maybe end up with 10 goals for the whole season. But maybe we would have won the title. But on my personal target, I'll go down. I'm not saying I'm not a team player. I'm a team player. But all I'm saying is, I want to do the job that I'm getting paid for. That's what I'm saying. Because I know whatever Mourinho is doing right now, that's not going to be sustainable for the next season. Because I tell you right now, he might win something this season, right? He will not win anything next season, because those guys will not take that on. You cannot use those guys like that for 2 seasons. It looked good for one, because you know, you're just new, you're in the building, you know, new communication, you know. Those guys, I mean, at this point right now, Tottenham, they're willing to take anything. And because they're winning, and because he's sitting right on top of the table, it's difficult to go to his office and say, come on, man, let's just play football. That's tough. But you know what? I'm here to call him out. I don't care. This is terrible football. Man, can somebody tell him that? I just believe that those football pundit men, you know, football pundit, football analysts, they need to all get sacked anyway, because they're not objective anymore. This is not being objective anymore. They're all talking nonsense, you know, wearing all those night tie and all that, but they're all talking nonsense. You need to call him out. This is what you're getting paid for now. This is not about friendship. It's about saying the right thing at the right time on TV. But this is crazy to me. Boy, that's what I had to say about Tottenham and Jose Mourinho. Anyway, let me just move on now real quick and talk a little bit more here about Manchester United. You know, we all know, you know, Manchester United obviously crashed out of Champions League yesterday, but they move into Europa League. Let's be honest here, people. They don't even deserve to go to Europa League. They don't deserve to go there. Anybody who watched or listened my show yesterday, I mentioned, you know, they've got no structure, they've got no identity. And I'm not surprised about that. I watched the game. I watched a couple of highlights today, obviously, because I was on BT Sport. I didn't watch that live, but it was terrible. There's nothing there. Now, I think the fans, you know, Manchester United fan, the expectation should be just to get on the top four. That's it. You know, anything above that, we should have a parade in Manchester. I tell you that right now. We're not going to win anything this season. I think the expectation for next season, again, should be to get to the, you know, get to the Champions League. Now, let me just talk about the manager for a minute. I think we need a change here. You know, once we get Pogba out, I think the next person to leave definitely will be Ole. I don't think he's done what he could. I love Ole. He's an agent in the team, but I think we need somebody else. We need somebody else to come in and change the whole structure, bring a structure, bring some sort of identity, get those guys going again. I just feel like there's so much on his plate now. He doesn't know exactly what his first 11. He seems to be confused who to play on Champions League, who to play, you know, who to use, obviously, for the Premier League. And it's all in shambles right now. This is not the way you should play in the Champions League. I saw the setup, and that was a bad setup. This is down to formation, and you can clear this down to coaching. This was so flagrant as a coaching. This was so bad. I cannot defend that. And you can see clearly that, you know, whatever formation, whatever structure he had yesterday didn't help at all. It wasn't ready. All we had to do yesterday was just draw the game. Can I just say that again? All we had to do yesterday is just not lose the game. That's it. Not lose the game. You don't have to play football. This is one of those games where, you know, I don't mind if you play Mourinho tactic once in a while. Just do that. Just make sure you don't lose the game. That's all I'm saying. Once in a while, you can play like that. I get on Mourinho because he does that all the time. But I'm just saying, for Ole, the only thing I had to do yesterday was to make sure it doesn't lose the game. How easy is that? Do you know how easy is that, people? To get asked not to lose the game? You know, not to win, not to lose the game. So that a draw is enough. You get there, just make sure you don't lose the game. That's your job. You know, those billionaire player, you come to the office and you get told, look, guys, I'm going to pay you £250,000 a week or whatever, £500,000 a week. So go to that pitch. All we want you to do is make sure that those Leipzig guys don't score a goal. If they do score, just make sure you score back so that we can just draw the game. Because all we want to draw the game, we get to next stage of the Champions League. That's all we're looking for. Even that, we can't do that, people. We can't. What that tells me is, we're not ready to play in Europe. We are not ready to play in Europe. We can't play in Europe. We're not ready for that. I think the whole expectation, obviously, for the whole, you know, most fun in Manchester was, you know, us pushing a little bit more and trying to get a title. But I think we're not even there yet, people. And that's exactly what I mentioned about yesterday. I mentioned yesterday about the structure and identity. We don't have those. We need to get to that first. Once we get to that, then we can start talking about title. Until then, nothing. I think all we're looking for right now is try to establish ourselves right now in the Premier League in the top four. That's pretty much all we need to do. And I hope that that's the chat he will have, obviously, with the front office when he get back in Manchester, because I can't see them winning anything this season, people. We're so inconsistent. We don't have a structure. We don't have any identity. The coach right now doesn't believe his player. He doesn't believe on his formation. He doesn't believe on whatever he put out there for people. Some of those players are not playing for him, I think. It will come down to a point where we will have to let him go. He's a nice guy. He's a legend for Manchester United. But right now, I think it's over. I think we need to get somebody else to come in and take those guys to the next level. But people, whatever expectation you have for Manchester United winning title is over. Stick to the Premier League and let's try to get to that fourth place or third place or whatever is that. But no title for this season. Okay, people, that's all I have for you today. Stay tuned on the Slick Talk Show, and I'll speak to you again tomorrow. Good night.